వందేహం శ్రీగురు శ్రీయుత పదకమలం.
యోగ కర్మసు కౌశలం. కౌశలం మీన్స్ ఎక్స్పర్ట్ ట్రిక్.
Yoga Karma Sukhaushala, Kaushala 的意思是专业的技巧，专业的技巧。
Just like, there are two men working. One man is very expert, another man is not so expert.
就像两个人在工作，一个人特别的专业，一个人并没那么专业。
Even in machinery, then there is something wrong in the machine.The man who is not very expert, he's trying whole day, night, how to adjust it. But the expert comes and at once sees what is the defect and he joins one who had this one, that's why machine becomes stuck.
在机器方面也是这样，如果一个人不专业，当机器坏了，他可能整天整夜都在努力去调整去修理，但也修不好。但如果一个很专业的人来了，他很快就会看到问题所在，他可能会加上一个零件，这个机器就会重新正常的运转起来。
Just like sometimes we find difficulty in our this tape recorder, Mr. Carl and somebody comes and rectifies this. So everything requires some expert knowledge.
就像有时候我们的录音带也会出问题，那么 Carl 先生就会来帮我们调整，帮我们修好。所以每件事情都需要一些专业的知识。
So, karma means what? We have to work. Without working, even our this body and soul cannot go. It is a very misconception for one who is for spiritual realization, he hasn't got to work. No, he has got to work more.
Karma 的意思是工作。一个如果不工作的话，一个人都无法让躯体和灵魂在一起。认为只要一旦从事了灵性觉悟的事情，就不用工作了，这是一个非常错误的观念。实际上不是这样，一个从事灵性觉悟的人应该更努力，努力的更多。
Persons who are not for spiritual realization, they may be engaged in work for 8 hours only. But those who are engaged for spiritual realization, they are engaged 24 hours. 24 hours. That is the difference. And that difference is...
一个不是为了灵性觉悟而工作的人，每天可能就工作8个小时，但是一个为灵性觉悟而工作的人，每天就得工作24小时。
You find that on the material platform, on the bodily conception of life, if you work for 8 hours only, you will feel fatigued.But spiritual purpose, if you work more than 24 hours, unfortunately you haven't got more than 24 hours at your disposal, still you won't feel fatigue. I tell you.
这是有区别的，区别就在于如果在物质的层面去工作，在躯体化的生命概念中去工作的话，每天工作8个小时你都会感到精疲力竭。但如果为了灵性觉悟去工作，你每天能够工作24小时以上。但不幸的是，你没有24小时以上的时间。你在为了灵性觉悟去工作的话，你即便工作24小时以上，你也不会感到疲惫的。我可以告诉你。
This is my practical experience.
这是我的实际经验，实际体验。
And here, all is working. Something reading or writing, something reading or writing. 24 hours.
就像我在这儿每天要么读书，要么阅读，要么写作，读书写作，读书写作，24小时不停的这么做。
Simply when I feel hungry, I take some food, and simply when I feel asleep, I go to bed. Otherwise, always I don't feel fatigued.
我只是感到饿了的时候去吃点东西，感到困了就会去上床休息一会儿。否则，其他的时间我一点都不感到疲惫。
You can ask Mr. Paul whether I'm not doing this.
你们可以问 Paul 先生，我是不是这样做的
？I take pleasure in doing that.
我乐此不疲，丝毫不感到疲惫。
I don't feel fatigued. Similarly, when man will have the spiritual sense, He won't feel, rather he'll feel disgusted to go to sleep.
同样的，如果一个人有了这样的灵性的感受、灵性的知觉，他就不但不会感到疲惫，而且他会很讨厌去睡觉。
To go to sleep. Sleep has come. That's to disturb it.
他一想到睡觉就想到哦又要睡觉了，睡眠在打扰我。
See, he wants to lessen the time of sleeping.
明白吗？他是想减少睡眠的时间。
As we pray, Bande Rupa Sanatana Radhujigo, Sri Jiva Gopal Go.
就像我们对六个 Swami 祈祷。Vande Rupa Sanatana Sanatana Raghu Yuga Shijiva Gopalakal.
These six Gosamins, they were deputed by Lord Chaitanya to discuss this science. They have written immense literature.
六位 Goswami 受主 Chaitanya 的委托来撰写有关奉爱服务的科学，他们写了大量的有关奉爱服务的文献。
About it, you see. So you'll be surprised that they were sleeping only for 1.5 hours daily, not more than that.
你们一定会感到很惊讶，他们每天只睡一个半小时，不会超过一个半小时。
That also sometimes they forgo.
就连一个半小时的睡眠，他们有时候都会忘记睡眠。
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare。